It was early one morn at the break of the day. The farmer came to us, and this he did say, "Rise up, me brave fellows, and be of good will, for your horses need something their bellies to fill." So 4 o'clock comes, boys, and up we do rise, and off to the stable we merrily flies, with a rubbing and scrubbing, I'll swear and I'll vow, that we're all jolly fellows that follows the plough. When 6 o'clock comes, boys, at breakfast we'll meet.
Oh, it was all right, you had good times, wasn't it?
One thing about it, we hadn't a lot.
No.
Our father and brothers hadn't a lot.
No.
They gave us what they had.
Yeah.
And when we were kids, we used to go anywhere to get a penny or something, didn't we?
Yeah, or you would go to Dalton Gates.
Aye.
In March of 1936, I think it would be.
Well, I never heard tell a word about him. You never heard anybody say to a board we was, well, when we were real young, you stayed around home. You never, I mean, we used to play a lot in that well place. Football, cricket, anything you like.
My mother thought I'd be back in 6 months. You see, I was a townie, and I had nothing to do with farm life at all. And I had no idea when I came to North Dalton that there was no running water in the village or anything like that, you see.
On the morning, you got up at 5 o'clock and blackleaded your face out. And then you put 3 8-pint kettles on, big black ones. You put those on, and you'd burn nothing but stick, little what we call kindling, because you couldn't burn coal, they would never have got boiled. And you had to boil for 7 o'clock for men's breakfast. And then they came in for breakfast, and I used to go upstairs and make the beds. And when they finished, I came down and started to wash up.
I always lived at pub. When my mother and dad, they went, when they got married, I was born here, but they went to live in Driffield, and I didn't like it in Driffield, so I left here with me, stayed here with my grandma and granddad.
The squire and the farmers and people like that all went to the church. And then the Wesleyan Chapel, the tailors and the shopkeepers and people like that went to the Wesleyan Chapel. But the farm men and so on, by and large, went to the primitive.
Mr. Oxenby's, it was a grand little shop, and he was a grand fellow. When we went to school, you got 5 toffees for an halfpenny and 10 for a penny, and he sold them service pocket watches. There were 5 bobbies window, and pretty good watches if you were one nowadays. And he had, there was arrowroot, stick, and licorice, and all them fancy things like, and now then, young man,
came the farmer, and this he did say, "What have you been doing this long summer's day? You've not ploughed your acre, I'll swear and I'll vow, that you're all idle fellows that follows the plough." Then up spoke our carter and...
You know, listening to us reminiscing, doesn't it make us realise how life and everything has altered in the village? I mean, for instance, we had 3 shops in the village then. When we think back, like, how life has altered, oh, probably 80 or 90%. Of the men in the village worked on farms. They used to wear hobnailed boots, and a lot of them went to chapel on Sunday nights. And for instance, up to the 1930s, milk was delivered in a horse and a milk float from Middleton. The village postman, he used to walk to Middleton every morning and collect the mail, bring it back, sort it out, and then deliver it round the village and knocking at the door with his walking stick, because in those days, not many houses had even letterboxes in their doors. And in those days, on lots of farms, there were what we called men living in the hind houses. I know of one hind house where they had about 10 men in. Well, can you imagine the amount of work those women folk had to do? Fancy baking bread and making bread and pies for about 10 people. Scrubbing the floors, which had to be scrubbed in those days, there weren't any vacuum cleaners. And making beds for about 10 men. It's just unbelievable, isn't it? Oh, there's no end of things that have altered so very much.
In those days, there was three shops in the village.